USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Investigators have found tissue at the scene of this morning's explosion in Nashville that they believe could be remains, but they could not say whether it potentially came from someone inside the RV.
Now, I want to stand with our downtown residents and our business owners for whom this was a terrible day, but we are, like Nashville has faced other challenges, particularly this year. We can rebuild and get back to normal.
That's Nashville Mayor John Cooper. The blast also caused widespread communications outages. The three people injured are said to be stable. A much smaller crowd than usual gathered at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, believed by Christians to be the birthplace of Jesus. Services were scaled back around the globe, with some churches spacing out parishioners or holding online services. This is USA Radio News.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on
it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Thousands of folks in the Northeast spent Christmas morning in the dark and cold as snow, heavy rain, and wind knocked out power to tens of thousands of homes in New Jersey, Long Island, and parts of New York City, Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts. Wind gusts of more than 60 miles per hour in spots brought down trees. A storm dumped more than a foot of snow in Ohio and Pennsylvania. More than 2 inches of rain had fallen in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts by 9 a.m., melting snow is also causing flooding like portions of Route 95 in Rhode Island. The finalists for the Heisman have been revealed. More from USA Radio's Dan Naraki.
The Alabama Crimson Tide will be well represented when the Heisman Trophy is awarded next month. Quarterback Mac Jones and wide receiver Devonta Smith were among the four finalists announced Thursday for college football's top prize. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence and Florida quarterback Kyle Trask round out this year's list of finalists. The Heisman will be awarded on January 5th during a virtual ceremony.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The President, President-elect, and Vice President-elect were joined by their spouses as they delivered Christmas messages.
In this holy season, we thank God for His infinite love, and we pray that the light of His glory will forever shine on this magnificent land. On behalf of Melania and the entire Trump family, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Jill and I wish you and your family peace, joy, health, and happiness this season. But we know for so many of you in our nation, this has been a very difficult year. And we're reminded in this season of hope, our common humanity, and what we're called to do for one another. Many of our fellow Americans are struggling to find work, literally put food on the table, pay their rent or their mortgage. We're reminded we're on this earth to care for one another, to give what we can, and to be a source of help and hope to friend and stranger alike.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I know this is a very different Christmas than we're used to, but it is a time to still greet each other, to see each other, and to celebrate each other. There's so many families that are having the same experiences. You know, it's going to be a much smaller, you know, situation, and I think about all of the families who also are going to have like Joe says, an empty chair at the table because of someone they've lost.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.